On January 5th, landmark Women Veterans Benefits legislation was signed into law. The Deborah Sampson Act is an omnibus bill intended to remove barriers to and improve women veterans' medical care. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich recently spoke with the Women Veteran Program Manager at the Veterans Healthcare System of the Ozarks to bring us this story.
Roseanne Harris, RN, is Women Veteran Program Manager at the Veterans Healthcare System of the Ozarks Medical Center.
Here in Fayetteville, and I help support about 4,500 women veterans within our catchment area.
The catchment area covers women veterans living in 23 counties in northwest Arkansas, southwest Missouri, and eastern Oklahoma. The VA operates community-based outpatient clinics in Fort Smith, Harrison, Ozark, also Branson, Springfield, and Joplin, Missouri, as well as Jay, Oklahoma. Since 1935, the Veterans Healthcare System of the Ozarks has been providing high-quality care to veterans, and Harris says the Women's Health Program Division is proactive, whole health-oriented, and expanding.
Not only do we provide a lot of well-being programs like health coaching and mindfulness, nutrition, and weight management, peer support, smoking programs, physical therapy, chiropractic, and then women's health related. Our primary care providers are really doing just comprehensive women's health, which does include preventive care, such as mammograms, pap smears, colonoscopy, gender-specific care, such as birth control or family planning, preconception counseling, maternity and newborn care.
Primary care, including diagnostic, surgical, psychological, and rehabilitation, are available to women vets, as well as COVID-19 care presently.
It impacts every part of your life. And so just the stress of having to figure out a plan for your family, and those types of things really do put a stress on women. And then, of course, COVID and pregnancy, and those things can really be very hard. So we have two mental health care providers who are working specifically with our women to help support them.
Like all U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs medical centers, VHSO is offering COVID-19 vaccinations to eligible veterans. And on January 15th, landmark federal legislation known as the Deborah Sampson Act was signed into law. The bill eliminates barriers to care and services many women veterans face and helps to ensure the VA can address the needs of women veterans who are more likely to face homelessness, unemployment, and lack of access to needed health care. Harris is already planning for implementation proposals.
The VA will be given about $1 million to help support efforts at each facility to improve our privacy and welcoming environment. And so that's something that's going to be happening because we do want women to trust the VA and feel comfortable in the environment so that they will, choose VA and get their care here.
Maternity care will also expand, she says, under the measure.
Increased newborn benefits will be part of this bill. Right now we have newborn benefits are only 7 days. And so that will be expanded. Additionally, part of this bill is that there's going to be childcare at all of our VA sites within the next 5 years. And so there's going to be a lot of regulations that need to change, and people in Washington need to be figuring out how they're going to implement all of these changes.
Harris says women comprise the fastest growing group of American veterans, numbering roughly 2 million nationwide. The bill also enhances education, pensions, burials, financial compensations, as well as medical benefits to women veterans.
Congress has recently given the Women Veteran Program $50 million for this fiscal year. And so what I did is I submitted a grant proposal to hire staff here at VHSO to help support the women's program. And so with that money, we are hiring a program support assistant and also a reproductive health clinical pharmacy specialist. And so someone who understands women's health and understands the medication and how it affects women. Also someone who would be following, you know, our contraception and our hormone replacement and our infertility medications. And there's a lot of things that they can do to help support our maternity care program and ensuring that women of childbearing age don't have medications that would affect the pregnancy should they get pregnant. And so these are all very important health standards that we need to be improving.
Harris says half of enrolled women at VHSO live in rural areas, so she's raised grant funding to pay a registered nurse to provide them maternity care and women's health care coordination. She encourages all women veterans to enroll for health care with the Veterans Health Care System of the Ozarks.
So what we really want you to do is call your primary care team, call your mental health provider, and just reach out to us. We'll schedule you an appointment. And, you know, we'll get you taken care of. So it's just really exciting time here for our Women Veteran Program. So I'm just honored to be able to help, you know, drive this positive change.
To learn more about the Veterans Healthcare System of the Ozarks, visit fayetteville.va.gov. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.